Jewel grew up in the wilds of Alaska, but I had it harder. I grew up in New Jersey. But at least New Jersey had the music of Bruce Springsteen, who mostly wrote songs about getting the hell out of New Jersey.
When we visited Newark, New Jersey, we were joined by Bruce's lifelong drummer, Max Weinberg.
Now, Bruce, everybody calls him the boss. Do you? He is your boss.
Do you go to him to ask for a raise? Does he issue a W-2 at the end of the year for you?
Does he make you do like a performance review?
A year in review?
Performance review.
He come in, he's sitting in his office, says, well, Max, your drumming has been very fine this year.
You know, if you've ever seen our concert, you know that we have a performance review every night. It's true. Because we'll go out and we'll play for 3 or 4 hours, and usually that's about 30 songs. On any given night, 15 of those songs are what we call audibles. You literally don't know what he's going to decide to play. And if you're lucky, he'll tell you. But that doesn't happen every night either. He'll give you a little hint and a guitar chord he may be playing.
Really?
So, yes.
He'll just launch into it and he expects you to be on it. Has he ever started a song and the rest of you guys are like, we don't know what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. Panic when Bruce Springsteen goes in his patented voice, 1, 2, 3.
And you're like, oh my God, don't know that.
Well, and he gets to 4, and you don't know what song he's going to play.
Right.
And if you know most of our songs, it sort of like goes 1, 2, ba ba ba, a little drum beat that fills.
So that's you. You're supposed to do the little drum beat.
That's me.
Right.
That's me, and I'm at 3, and I don't know what 4 is. And
they're mostly about cars. How wrong could you go, really?
You know, I've heard that said, but then I know that Bruce once was saying, yeah, well, they're really about the people in the cars.
That's why he's the boss.
That's why he's the boss.
We read that you were famous among drummers for, and this may explain why, for your focus on Bruce. There's even a picture of you in Wikipedia. Note a drummer, Max Weinberg, staring intently at Bruce Springsteen, as he always does.
Absolutely.
And so your view of the show is Bruce Springsteen's back.
His entire back, his back, his waist, his butt. And I'll tell you, regarding that view, some of you may remember the Born in the USA album.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. The Born in the USA album, and for those who are young and just hear it on Spotify, the album cover is a picture of Bruce Springsteen's ass.
So when we were making that record, there were in the studio we were in New York City, and there were these prototype record covers lined up on the wall. And most of them featured Bruce's face. There were a couple of cars with some people in them. And there was this one shot of what became the album cover. Mm-hmm. And I voted for that one because that was the view I always saw. Yeah.
That's the Bruce I know.
That was it.
I know that butt.
I didn't recognize him from the front. I've never seen him from the front. I've seen him from the back.
I mean, you know his butt. I mean, better than anybody. But was it touched up at all, that album cover?
No, that's... you know, as they say, that's true butt.
Oh, yeah.
That is true butt.
Yes. Yeah, really.
No butt double.
Right.
There.
Yeah.
That's the view.
Has your view of the butt changed over the years? Has the butt changed, is what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. What is the evolution?
This recent international tour, have you been looking at the butt and going, hey, I guess we're all getting on in years? Or has it been more like, wow, that he's so timeless. His music is ageless, as is his butt.
You know, you took the words right out of my mouth.
I know.
The music is timeless, and so is the butt.
There you are.
Nice.
Well, Max Weinberg, it is a pleasure to talk to you. We've asked you here today to play a game.
Thank you.
We've asked you here to play a game we're calling...
We're Sorry, New Jersey.
Now, regular listeners may know that I have taken perhaps more than my fair share of pot shots at my home state. And we are here today to make amends. We are going to ask you, Max Weinberg, 3 questions about wonderful and interesting things about New Jersey, taken from the magisterial book, The Encyclopedia of New Jersey, which, despite what you might have heard, does not have a leopard print velour cover. It's a real book. Answer 2 of these questions correctly, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice in their voicemail. Bill, who is Max Weinberg playing for?
Corey Phillips of Denville, New Jersey.
There you are.
Happy to do it.
Here we go, Max. Your first question. New Jersey has long bestowed gifts on its neighboring states. It's a generous state, am I right? Such as which of these, A, beginning in 2005, emissions from a factory in Hudson County have periodically made Manhattan smell like maple syrup. B, in 1702, a Cherry Hill resident invented the gold chain and gifted it to William Penn of Philadelphia. Or C, in 1996, Delaware increased tourism revenue 10% when they debuted the slogan, "Boring, but we are near New Jersey."
I really do need to go with number one, I believe.
The maple syrup. You're right. It was, in
I'm
fact,
right.
The smell of maple syrup.
All right. Hey.
I think...
You have to be from New Jersey to know that.
That's true. I think it's the nicest smell we've ever sent
well,
New York's
way.
All right, next question. As you know, New Jersey is known far and wide as the Garden State. It says so right on the license plates of the 8 million cars registered in New Jersey. To show off its verdant agricultural heart, the state does what? A, it offers free screenings of the classic Zach Braff movie Garden State at state parks every week all summer. B, it imports tomatoes from Chile and gives them out for free at highway rest stops. Or C, it paints the containment walls alongside the Garden State Parkway a nice bright green.
Whoa, they told you I was a drummer, right?
They didn't mention that.
I'm going to go with number two.
You're
think it's
go
the
tomatoes. No, it's actually they paint the walls of the parkway. You may not be able to tell, but they are painted green because it is the Garden State Parkway.
I'd like to see them name one wall that's painted green in
here. Yeah.
All
right.
Well, it doesn't matter. Because you have one more chance.
All right.
Here's your last
that
question.
Should be
better
protest.
Be good.
Now, these days, of course, New Jersey is known for producing the finest in reality shows. But back in the day, New Jersey was once the global capital for the manufacture of what? A, toilets, B, feminine hygiene products, or C, dentures. In fact, we had a practical cartel. This is true. If you wanted one of these, you had to come to New Jersey.
All right, I'm going to say toilets.
It's toilets!
Toilets!
Yeah! There you go!
This is true. You may not have known this, but the American sanitary wares industry was born in Trenton, New Jersey, and for many years, the manufacturers there had a virtual toilet cartel. If you wanted the toilet, you had to talk to people in Trenton until it was broken up by the federal government in the 1920s. Who knew? Not me.
If you still want a toilet, you have to talk to the people in Trenton.
Yeah, that's true.
So it should have said, Trenton makes so the world can too.
Yeah.
So you might say that this company was a number one in a number two business.
There you go.
Thank you, number one and number two.
I can't understand why Bruce doesn't give you your own microphone back then, but that's another story. Bill, how did Max Weinberg do in our quiz?
Well, Max did a number two, so on this show you won.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you, world.
Max Weinberg, a proud New Jersey and a drummer for Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band, the leader of the Max Weinberg Quintet. Max Weinberg, thank you so much. That does it for our show today. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Organic Valley, a co-op of family farms committed to the craft of sustainable organic farming. Organic Valley believes in producing food in a way that respects the earth, animals, and future generations. Learn more at organicvalley.coop. The George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, a source for showcasing what works in education, including stories of innovation, continuous learning, and the best practices in the real world. At edutopia.org. And Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists and hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Kotika writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is Go Isabella on the Mountain Robinson. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks to the crew at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Robin Lynn and Miles Dernboss. Technical directions from Lorna White. Her CFO is Anne Nguyen. Our production coordinator, Mr. Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me every darn week is Mike Danforth. Thanks to Bill Curtis, to all the guests and panelists you heard on this week's show. I'm Peter Sagal, and we will see you next week. This is NPR.